Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris in Baltimore, Rob Long in Seattle, Jeremy Kahn and on vacation. And Joe LaCroix playing the Brothers Johnson. As it stands right now, the Baltimore Orioles, yesterday was the beginning of all-star voting. You can go out and vote for your favorite Baltimore Oriole up to 5 times a day. The Orioles right now are 24-36, playing better baseball, winners of 8 out of the last 10, but they're still in last place, 24-36. As it stands right now, Ed, I think only one player from this team makes the All-Star game, unless they continue to play at this pace. So, but as it stands right now, which the question asks, I think only one goes, and that would be Ryan O'Hearn.
Pretty clear. Yeah.
I mean, you would, in order to put Jackson Holliday on there, which he could deserve. He's top one or two in a lot of offensive statistics for a second baseman. But nobody's going to notice that on the last place team.
No, usually you get like one guy because of that. You know, you don't get any postseason awards usually. You don't get selected to the All-Star team if you're you know, if your team's not any good.
Well, was it just a few years ago we had that campaign to get Trey Mancini in, and that did not happen. And I think it ended up being John Means, if I'm not mistaken. But they both may have made it if the team was better at the time. The team wasn't very good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you definitely get overlooked. I don't know if it's fair, but that's just the way it is.
Well, it's also, keep in mind, it's an exhibition, once again, thank goodness, and it's an exhibition for the fans. So fans want to see the better teams, players from the better teams. Fans can hate the Yankees, but you want to see teams from players from the Yankees. The Tigers, right now, you got fans all over the country like, man, if Tigers have 41 wins, well, they should be well represented. That's just how it goes.
They should be, yeah. Honestly, I mean, they should be because they probably got a lot of guys that are playing really well.
If you have 3 players voted in that are on the Orioles team, then the fans justified it for you. They voted them in. Mm-hmm. But it's hard for you to, a manager to hand pick. Number one, it's going to be Aaron Boone. You know damn well Aaron Boone did not pick a plethora of Orioles.
No.
He's not picking a ton of Orioles. These guys don't like one another. Let's keep it as real as possible. But he wouldn't be justified in picking a lot of Orioles if they're still in last place and 12 games, 13 games under 500 at the time. I would scratch my head over that with myself, and I'm an Oriole guy.
Yeah, I mean, if you just look at the team, if you're going to be honest with ourselves, I mean, who's really having an All-Star year except O'Hearn, really? I mean, Nobody's having that good a season.
The one thing that gets me, though, is we keep talking about O'Hearn or Jackson. No one is mentioning Sagano, who's putting up a phenomenal season. So if there's a second guy there, why would it be Jackson over Sagano, number one? Number two, if they need pitching, you know, if they're looking at just pitching because they have enough bats, they may go Sagano in the first place. Unless O'Hearn gets voted in.
Yeah, I still think it has to be O'Hearn. He's having an exceptional season. He really is. He never played this well in his career. This is like a career season for him.
Yeah.
And it hasn't stopped. I mean, he's still doing really well.
Yeah, he is. I'm not denying the fact that he should be an All-Star. I think he should, Ed. No doubt about it. I'm just saying there's enough. I mean, Sagano is top 20 in American League in ERA at 3.04.
Mm-hmm.
So you talk about, you know, as starters, if you look at just starters alone, he may be better than that. But he's top 20 in the league in the career in the ERA.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
10-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's get Eli in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, fellas. I think Sagano is the only answer here, but I want to piggyback off the question I asked yesterday. If you're talking like if we come back and make it to 500, right? You say a veteran's going to get traded to regular, like, you know, the routine people. Like, who is that? Because, like, if we make it back to 500, the chemistry is going to be flowing.
Hey, man, I can't hear you, Eli.
Yeah,
I can't. Sound like you're in the shower, man.
Yeah, I really couldn't understand what he was saying. He was all muffled and stuff, yeah.
At the beginning, it was fine, and it just kept getting worse.
I think the question was, if you were going to trade a veteran, who would it be?
If we get back to 500?
Or would that change things?
Yeah, I said that yesterday. You know, I think the Orioles are going to make a trade. Ed and I talked about that yesterday. I think they're going to be active at the trade deadline regardless. Who goes is based on where they are at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to have to make some kind of move. So that's the only reason they'll be active. You can't be, you know, this far out of first place and below 500 and not do something at the trade deadline. You can't just stand pat and say, we're good.
Yeah. And, it, you know, as far as the veterans, if they are playing overall, I'm not talking about the last stretch. If they're like 8 to 10 games under 500 at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
That some unexpected people are going to get traded. You might see O'Hearn go. You may see Sagano go. And I got an answer, by the way, on that rookie of the year thing. You may see guys like that go. You may see Zach Eflin go. If they're over 500 or within striking distance of at least a final wild card spot, I think you may see some of the usual suspects go, like maybe a Mullins, maybe a Mountcastle, but they'll be leveraged to bring someone in to be an addition to Sagano and O'Hearn and Eflin. So they're going to make some trades regardless. It's just where they are right now will tell you who they trade. Now, someone asked yesterday about the Rookie of the Year, remember?
Mm-hmm.
If you trade a guy, he ends up winning Rookie of the Year, who gets the draft pick? I was told emphatically, no one is forfeited. Once the trade happens, it's forfeited. Neither team gets the draft pick. So that's what I was told yesterday by someone in the know. The draft pick is forfeited, so they don't have to worry about it. If they do trade Sagano, hopefully they don't, because if they don't trade him, that means they're still in it. And he wins Rookie of the Year. That team that he traded to doesn't get the Rookie of the Year pick. Neither do they.
The
draft pick is forfeit. It's null and void. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. If you could, like, take a wild guess right now, do you think the Orioles would be closer to contention for a final wild card spot or closer to 10 games under by that July trade deadline?
Say it again. If what?
Do you think they'll be closer to 500 for the trade deadline, or maybe where they are right now, like 10 games under 500?
Oh, just predicting where they are to make the decision on trade. Right. I think they'll be closer to 500 than they are now. I think they're on a good trajectory. I think they're going to continue to play better. They're not going to be with 600 winning percentage, obviously, but I think they'll be closer to 500, and then which may make it a tougher decision for them. Because then you start to get within striking distance of a wild card spot. So who knows?
Let's go out to the phone lines and get Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up?
Not much. Hey, so last night with that win, we just hit 400, man, win percentage. So, and the trade deadline is what, July 31st? So I say July 31st, we're going to be probably two games maybe out of the wild card, that last wild card spot. And we sitting there.
Why'd you come up with two, Rashawn? I'm just curious.
The way they just winning, if they continue winning the way they are, just right now with the eight games out of the last wild card, and we're only going to get better. People are coming back, getting better. And as far as the All Star thing, right? I believe it got to be O'Hearn, man. He got hitting .328 or something like that, or 900 on base percentage.
Yeah,
and also, what do you do when O'Neill comes back? Because we had four hits last night. Of course, one of the hits was Dylan Carlson. So do you, take playing time away from Carlson, who's been playing good in the bottom of that lineup, just to put O'Neill back in there or what? I mean, I know it's a good problem to have at this time.
If that's the case, then you throw in Heston Kerstedt, who's playing pretty good the last 3 days. Like you said, it's good problems to have, man. Maybe you mix and match a little bit. I don't know, but O'Neill's going to play. Somebody's going to sit down. O'Neill is going to play. But that's a good problem to have, and I hope it is a problem that they're faced with. That means guys are being productive.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.